Cease fire? Who are we kidding? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Like a diplomatic apparition, Condoleezza Rice continues to pop up unpredictably around the Middle East, in line with the post-Iraq custom of U.S. officials. But who really thinks she's there to bring a ceasefire? Why on earth would the United States want to pressure Israel into a ceasefire? Why would the Bush administration, desperate as it is to show some progress against terrorists in the Middle East, stop the one country that could actually pull it off? Israel doesn't have to send its soldiers halfway around the world to get Hezbollah. They can attack and be home for dinner. But, you say, don't we have a responsibility to protect the innocent people caught in the crossfire? Well, everyone involved has that responsibility, including Hezbollah, which could just remove its fighters from residential neighborhoods and fight like soldiers, and Israel would stop hitting residential neighborhoods. But the terrorists who look so brave in those videos turn to weenies when it comes to fighting in the open because they know they'll lose. Plus, the whole purpose of terrorism is to maximize civilian casualties. A ceasefire? Israel has had close to 60 years of ceasefires. And as for supporting Lebanon's democracy, why would they support a democracy that elected significant numbers of Hezbollah members who then used their political power to rearm a military wing which isn't even controlled by the government they're supposedly participating in? I think we already know what Israel's ceasefire plan is, and nothing the U.S. says is going to change it. Israel's ceasefire plan is that the fighting will cease when Hezbollah has nothing left to fire. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.